Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
It is the Business News Hour, and thanks so much for hanging out with us. We try to get a hold of TJ, and TJ is flying somewhere in Japan or Korea or someplace out there. And he's a commercial airline pilot. He's also the owner of Iowa Soft Water. And so we couldn't get TJ because we'd have to Skype him in from Osaka or someplace like that. And so we asked his second-in-command, so to speak, Aaron, to come in and talk a little bit about Iowa Soft Water and water in general. Welcome back.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about water for just a second. What's in it?
A lot of stuff. We test for the things we test for when we go into a home are hardness and TDS. So everybody knows that our water is hard. So what is hardness?
Yeah, what is hardness?
It's calcium, lime, magnesium, and iron. Those are about the four things that are in our water that a water softener or a water conditioning system will remove.
Okay. And so how hard is Iowa hard water?
The National Water Quality Association has a scale, and the scale is about it goes from 0 to 10. So 0 is soft water. 10 is extremely hard water. So right now in the metro area, we are testing anywhere from about 9 to 13 grains hard. And that's
pretty hard water.
Yeah, it's extremely hard water.
Okay, so it's hard because of those properties that are those
calcium, lime, magnesium, and iron. It's those things that you see around the house, the white stains or the shower heads that get clogged up. That's calcium deposits, yeah.
And are there places in the United States that you know of, as I don't know, are there places out there that have natural soft water?
The water can be harder or softer than where we're at here. Okay. It really depends on where the water comes from. We get our water from the rivers. But in areas maybe in South Texas where they get their water from aquifers, it can be much harder. Mm. There's just not as much of the other stuff that we have in our water up here in Iowa. So South Texas could be 30 grains hard where we're only 10 or 12, but we're going to have a higher TDS, which is the total dissolved solids, because of the stuff that comes from the river.
Got it. Oh, there's a lot of stuff to know about this. So when we're talking about hard water and in soft water, how does hard water get soft? So you take the stuff out of there? Is that what it does? And it's an ion exchange? How does that work?
Yes. The water systems that we have, they have it's anion exchange. So it takes the hardness molecules out of the water and replaces them with soft ions. Okay. So we use sodium. We use salt to recharge the beads that are in the water or in the water softener.
In the water softener. All right. So all of that kind of stuff, that's pretty typical here in Iowa, because we do have hard water here in Iowa, and it comes out of the river. And, what is TDS?
TDS is the total dissolved solids.
He just passed me a note. He said, ask me what the heck TDS is.
I said, you missed that one. It's all right.
I don't read lips.
So no, it's fine.
So what is TDS?
TDS is the total dissolved solids. It's the stuff that's in our water that's not water. So I was curious, when I did Google a little bit just to see a little bit more about what TDS is. It refers to the minerals, the salts, the metals, cations and anions that are dissolved in the water, magnesium, potassium, sodium, bicarbonates, chlorides, sulfates. It's everything that's in your water that's not water.
That's not water. Yeah, yep. H2O. Are some of those things aren't bad for you, are they?
No, they're not. And that's always a question from folks. You know, if they don't want to get rid of the calcium or they don't want to get rid of the things that are good for us, the problem is you can't just get rid of the bad stuff. The idea is have clean, conditioned water in your home and then eat a healthy meal.
Now, what's on the impact of water in the house, soft water? Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to drinking water here in a minute. But with regard to soft water, what impact does that have on appliances and things?
Anything that hard water touches, it destroys. I mean, that's okay. People see that all the time. We come into homes that are 2, 3, 4 years old that have, you know, that were brand new, that have dishwashers and their wash machines and coffee pots. Everything's got a film on it. a water softener will just make your appliances last longer.
Yeah, that's got to be a benefit as well. All right, let's get into something that is on the top of mind of Aaron is with us, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Iowa Soft Water, one of the sponsors of the Business News Hour. Let's talk a little bit about what everybody seems to be talking about is drinking water here in the state of Iowa. We've talked about this before with regard to nitrates being in the water, all kinds of gunk being in the water that we drink. That can have a negative health impact on so many people and where that water comes from. And you folks at Iowa Soft Water have a system that removes all that junk, right?
Yeah, it removes 99.5% of all the impurities that are in the water. We have the water softener will remove the calcium, lime, magnesium, and iron. That's all any water softener that's out there on the market. Those are the four things that a water softener will remove. For properties that have higher iron content or maybe on a well, we do have a system that will remove high iron contents also. But to get down to the drinking water, that's a reverse osmosis system. So reverse osmosis is going to remove 99.5% of all the impurities that are in the water. It's essentially a bottled water factory underneath your sink.
Got it. And speaking of bottled water, that could, A, become expensive. B, what do you do with all those plastic bottles?
Yeah, people just throw them away.
Yeah.
So you're recycling, but still you got all that plastic waste. This is, you know, something to fill up your water bottle at home. To use it for cooking, for drinking. It tastes better. It smells better.
One of the things that you shared with me, and I was just shocked when I heard this, is that the EPA suggests that nitrates in the water should be wherever, you know, it's tolerable for a person, a male, at 160 pounds.
Correct. All the EPA standards are, they're set at a male at 160 pounds.
So what if you got kids?
Exactly. that's what we think, too. I encourage people to go to the Des Moines Water Works and look at the levels. They post everything. They report everything that's in our water. The difference is when the Des Moines Water Works shows you those numbers or posts those numbers, that's there at the facility. Then it has to go 20 miles to your home. So anything that water picks up in the, you know,
pipes,
30-year-old pipes, 50-year-old pipes along the way, that gets into your home too. So
then we have other issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, you know, there's this big hubbub going on in Flint, Michigan. You know, and the water quality and the, you know, the dangerous stuff that was up. If everybody up there had Iowa Soft Water thing under their sink.
You know, I don't know quite to what the extent of the chemicals that were in that water. I do know that for the water that's in our area, that a reverse osmosis system does remove 99.5%. Carbon is one of the minerals that we use in our water conditioning system that removes chemicals like fluoride and chlorine in the water. So, yeah, you know, I mean, there's a possibility that whatever there was up in that water, I'm sure that they have to run it through some sort of filter to remove it.
Yeah, yikes. We're visiting with Aaron about Iowa Soft Water. Anything special going on with you guys?
Well, you know, we're kind of chatting about TJ being gone. Yes. And, you know, I don't know if when he's come back and – I know that we've got a couple systems in the shop that I'd like to help some folks get. So our water conditioning system is our ProMate 6 DMT. All of our systems are Helen brand systems built here in the USA, up in Wisconsin. Anybody that gets a ProMate 6 DMT, the next five folks, let's say that five folks that call and let us know that they heard this ad or they heard this on the radio or on your show, I'm going to give them a free reverse osmosis system.
Free bottled water thing.
Free bottled water factory underneath the sink.
All right. That's a Helen brand, right?
A Helen brand water system. It's a $1,300 value just on the water.
Wow. All right.
RO.
And just for you folks listening to the Business News Hour. How about that? All right. Thank you, Aaron, for coming in and doing
Appreciate
that.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We got to go. For Brooke Benscooter and Jocelyn, who was in earlier, they were talking about negotiation skills for a special event that's coming up next Thursday. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. He's up behind the controls again tonight. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. For For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.